Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Joel Spada has been thrown out of this baseball game. We're at 0-0, top of the fourth. Alex Bregman was just up at bat relatively recently, and he was at the center of why Joe Espada got thrown out of this contest. Apparently, there's a ball that, you know, squeaked right by Alex Bregman. Did not touch his bat, but did not touch him. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it would be should be called a foul, or called a ball.
Yeah.
It was called a foul ball. MLB, I guess, in some ways, you know, really botched the replay. And Joe Espada went and gave the ump a piece of his mind, and that sent him so to the showers.
Gone. He gone.
So, yeah. No runs on the board here, but yeah. Just interesting thing happening up in Cincy. Just a weird place right now.
Yeah.
For your Astros.
They could use a dub.
They really could.
Yeah.
And so hopefully they can get that done. Thankfully, Hunter Brown doing some good stuff out there currently. Still obviously no runs given up thus far, which is what you need. And he's still out there on the mound. Three innings thus far. Three strikeouts.
They needed that, and they need more. They need more innings.
Definitely more than three innings. We need to keep, but he is doing some good work here when it comes down to that. So I think the number of pitches, I think it's 38.
Even better.
Okay, so he's keeping it low, keeping the pitch count low. All right, let's talk about this NFL season that's about to start tonight and what our predictions are for this. And I realize that we didn't have a lot of conversation about this, but you want to just kind of talk about who we think are going to win these divisions?
Yeah, divisions and then, of course, conference and Super Bowl. I think it's time, man.
All right.
It's absolutely time to do that. Where do you want to start?
Let's start at home. Is anybody in the room going to do the bold thing and not say the Texans are going to win the AFC South?
Not me.
Nah.
I think the Texans are going to win this. I think the Colts are going to be the biggest threat. I've said this, and obviously I don't want this to happen, but I could see it happening. I think the Colts might win the first game. You never know. I mean, it's all new, and everybody's been preparing for a long time for this game. They're at home. They got revenge on their minds after what happened last time the Texans were there. But I do think the Texans are going to get off to a hot start, and that's going to be the key to the whole season. I think they're going to start the season 5-1 based on their early schedule. And then it becomes a confident team that is already kind of got their legs under them after six games of the season, the first third of the season. I think the Texans are going to win this division. I think it's going to be comfortable in NFL terms, like, you know, by a couple of games. I mean, there's always going to be somebody come up and bite you. Could be the Titans, et cetera. But I think the Texans win this division.
Everybody at CBS Sports agrees with you. All mm-hmm. three of them, all six of them go with the Texans at the top. All right. AFC East.
Go ahead. What about you, though?
Oh, yeah, no, I was with you. I thought I was made it clear, agreeing in that way. 713, they're predicting a Colts 34-17 win in week one, which, okay, that's... I feel like we definitely have some things to talk about on Monday, if that's the case. We'll see how that goes. In the AFC East, the Bills are the popular pick here.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to go with the Dolphins.
Not a baby. That's what I'm going with.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Fig?
I'm going to go with the Dolphins, too.
Okay, very good. I think the Bills have they've had too much talent drain.
Yes.
On their team.
I mean, we're lockstep right there.
And I think that the Dolphins still have a lot of talent with what they're doing there now. What is the postseason success going to look like? I'm not certain with the way that they like playing football, but I do think that they just have this thing situated in such a good way. Now, the interesting team will be the Jets.
See, the Jets are in the mix. I think they're really, really good. I just don't see Aaron Rodgers lasting the entire season, and that's relatively key.
Okay. North?
Oh, I actually think the Bengals are going to bounce back.
Okay, yeah. I'm still rocking with the Ravens here.
Oh, yeah?
I think there are some questions, though. Their offensive line has lost some talent, those mm-hmm. Ravens, and then also their defense. They lose Mike McDonald, who is hugely important in the way that they ran defense. They get the linebacker coach, I believe, elevates there, and mm-hmm. so there's a little bit of continuity, but interested in seeing how that works. But I still think that that's going to be a really interesting team, and they're going to have a strong run game again, adding Derrick Henry behind a line that actually probably blocks.
That's the wild card for me. That's where I think it's going to be determined. If he can stay healthy, then I reserve the right midseason to change my mind because as of now, I don't know. I don't know what we're going to get out of him. I expect him to be, you know, obviously good early, and then we'll see after that. But I'm going to rock with the Bengals. I'm a big Joe Burrow fan. I think he's had a very similar game to C.J. Stroud's.
I think talent drain, they also have to worry about that, too.
Yeah.
Defensively, specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Ravens, too, man. Mm-hmm. I'm not that sold on Cincinnati, man. They're known for starting off slow.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with Ja'Marr Chase.
That's a great point.
And I think they're going to have a rough season, man.
First healthy offseason for our first full mm-hmm. offseason and training camp for Joe Burrow, though.
He played his first full preseason game this year.
Yeah.
Of his entire yep. career. Yeah.
So that'll be interesting to watch. Yeah. AFC West, anybody want to do a bold thing?
You want to say it all at once?
Anybody want to do a bold thing here? No?
Chiefs. We good on the Chiefs?
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Not the Broncos?
No, I'm not going with the Bo Nix Broncos. NFC East, you got a feel for it?
NFC East, I've just got to go with chalk here, and chalk being the Eagles, not the Cowboys.
Okay.
I think they're you know, more proven, more depth, good defense. Don't trust the Cowboys.
You shouldn't trust the Cowboys. And yet, count my dollar in there.
Oh, Lord.
Man, I like the Cowboys.
Oh, Lord.
But here's the problem. Again, their issue is not what their regular season looks like. It's what their postseason looks like. Mm-hmm. And that ends up being a mess every damn year.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Eagles, too, man. I think the Eagles going to bounce back this year, even though they did have some questions from last season.
Oh, yeah, they did.
But I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Yeah, their head coach and their quarterback don't seem to get along.
That could be problematic.
Could be a powder keg. You never know. NFC North, this is going to be a fun division.
Yeah.
Look, there's a lot of love for the Lions, but there's some people think that the Green Bay Packers can do a little something fun.
I think the Lions.
I'm going to go chalk.
I think the Lions. I almost said the Packers, and then I realized it's mostly because I drafted Jordan Love in my fantasy team.
That's fair.
Okay. I'm like, I can't do that.
Be self-interested in that way.
I can't do that. I'll be pulling for Jordan Love, that's for sure. But, I'm going to go with the Lions. Goff found his way there, man, and they got Gibbs is going to be healthy, apparently. Remember, he had a little injury during preseason. We were wondering about that, how serious. They stay healthy. They got the line. You know, the Lions have the line. I said line, not Lions.
Great offensive line.
Oh, man. Yeah. I just can't pick against them.
I'm in that same boat as you.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Lions, too. And they got a ton of dome games. So.
Yeah.
That's right.
They're going to have a great season.
Yeah, added a little bit to that defense, too. The defense that was really, they played well above their skis, their mm-hmm. England defense. So it'll be interesting to see what they do there. NFC South, I'm going with the Dirty Birds.
I'm
going to
go with the Falcons. And I also think they might be one of the big surprise teams in the league. Like they might just run away with that thing, get double digits, you know, mess around and get double digit wins.
That division should not. They should run roughshod in that division, man.
I'm gonna go with the Bucks. I think the Bucks gonna repeat.
How about you?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I think that kid Baker Mayfield got some.
Here's the bigger
without Dave Canales.
Here's the bigger question in the AFC and the NFC. Wild card teams that you think might be able to make some noise in the postseason. I got two in the AFC that might be able to make some noise.
Okay.
And one in the NFC. Obviously, three wild card teams in each conference.
Are you going to go with the, hey, man, the Chargers could do this?
You love them. Fool me 75 times, shame on me. Fool me 76, shame on you, shame on me, whatever. I ain't going to fall for that again.
Thank you.
As much as I love Herbert, I think, I can't do that. I'm going to go with the Colts. As much as I said that, you know, the Texans might win by a game or two relatively comfortably in NFL terms, the Colts, if they, you know, I respect Steichen. If Anthony Richardson, they get anything out of him. If Jonathan Taylor stays healthy, I think they might be able to make some noise. And the other one, same vein, if he stays healthy, the Jets.
Yeah, I think that I'm with you on the Jets.
Yeah.
Obviously, whoever the second team is, and in my instance, it'd be the Bengals out of the out of the North.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to buy the Chargers turnaround. I think that they're
I've done that every year.
I know, but like the coach just wins, and they went and they invested in certain places to make sure that they were solid. The running game is going to be very nice.
Yeah.
I imagine. I know that defensively they had some real tough contracts, and they're figuring some of that roster that out there. But I will drink the Kool-Aid when it comes to John Harbaugh, or Jim Harbaugh rather. I keep doing that every single time. But Jim Harbaugh in his return to the NFL.
I'm gonna say I think the Bills are going to surprise some people with sneaking to the playoffs.
All right, I can see that,
because I don't think they're an awful team, but I think they good. I think Josh Allen is good enough to get the team into the playoffs.
He's got the postseason pedigree.
Yeah, he could get you there. I don't know what he can do when he's there.
And then
the other team. I was gonna say the Chargers.
Oh, y'all! Yeah. Usually, I'm the one.
Yeah.
Usually, I'm the one that's stupid enough to go with the Chargers.
But see, that last.
No, I can be stupider. Don't worry about it.
Hey, no, nobody's stupider than that last head coach.
So yeah, that's true.
I think they got a good head coach now, so I think they will get into the playoffs.
I hope you're right. I'm a big fan of Herbert, but we'll see. Now, NFC team, I got one that I think could make a lot of noise in the NFC, and it was the one that I was hedging on in the North. I think the Packers. Packers are basically what the Texans are, man. I think the Packers could get in there as a wild card behind the Lions and be one of those teams that makes some noise in the postseason.
Yeah, there's teams that love – people that love the Packers. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks – I've seen the Packers put into a Super Bowl circumstance, and I'm interested to see how you guys feel about these teams in that way. Like, once we get to, you know, championship weekend, what are we looking at, right? AFC, NFC, what are you feeling – this could look like.
All right, so this is where, you know, the Kool-Aid drinkers
Homer?
Start coming out of the woodwork. I am going to say it. I think the Houston Texans are going to be in the AFC Championship game. I think they're going to be in it against the Kansas City Chiefs. And we'll go from there when we pick the Super Bowl winners. NFC, I think the Lions have gotten over the hump. The Lions will get to the NFC Championship game. And I think they're going to be playing a division rival. I think they're going to be playing the Green Bay Packers in the NFC Championship. Now, we don't know how the brackets are going to be.
That's
and all that stuff.
That's the tough thing about it. So now we're just throwing things at the wall.
We're just throwing, you know, stuff against the wall. The bracket could be, okay, that's impossible, whatever. But I'm going to say Lions and Packers.
All right. I'm going to start with the NFC. I think the Lions are in here for certain. I kind of want to go with the Rams, funny enough.
I don't mind that. I really don't. I like what I see in the
And I don't have. I really don't have a good answer or a good reason why. I just think the Rams, like, well situated. Actually, no, I'm going to do that. Not going to do that. Aaron Donald, they just lost Aaron Donald. Like, what am I doing? Why would I do that? I've already said it. It's fine.
Yeah.
We'll put that out there. And then on the AFC side, from the 2-8-1, they said the Bears are the surprise team in the NFC this year. I think that might be a little early, and I'm definitely not in love with their head coach, Eberflus. But
yeah.
Good for you if that's the way that you want to go. Let's drink the Kool-Aid. Let's go Texans, and it's so hard to go against Kansas City. And so I won't. I'll go with the Kansas City Chiefs. I really want to say the Ravens real bad, but like there's big questions that maybe I get there later in the season. But as of right now, go with the team that showed incredible defense still. Probably has one of the best defenders in the AFC or maybe in the NFL, and Chris Jones still signed up. Yeah, well, I'll stick there.
So are we talking about surprise team or?
No, AFC Championship.
AFC Championship, championship
NFC
on both sides.
Yeah.
I'm still rolling with the Chiefs, man. I hate that, but
yeah.
I'm a roll with the Chiefs, and I'm a drink the Kool-Aid a little bit, man.
Let's go. So we're all on the same AFC Championship game?
I'm a roll with the Texans,
We'll look
man.
Very stupid soon, I'm sure.
How about NFC?
NFC, I'm a roll with the 49ers. I think the 49ers are going to end up back.
Mm-hmm.
They better.
And I'm going to say the Eagles.
All right.
I'm going to say the Eagles.
All right.
49ers, Eagles.
So my Super Bowl is going to be the Detroit Lions getting there, Dan Campbell and company, against your Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Ron is not here, man. Why did I say yours?
Do it?
I just, you know where my heart's going to be. But come on, man. If they're that close and they're ready to three-peat, and probably at home, the Chiefs, it's going to be tough to beat them.
I should have put the Ravens in here. Now I almost sound like I'm just copying you. Yeah, let's go Lions. Lions,
Lions and Chiefs.
Chiefs. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs and pretty much the same Super Bowl we saw Niners. Last couple. Yeah, I think it's going to be the same thing, man.
Okay. I don't know if that'd be a
sweet matchup.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
281 says, David Carr, NFL Network, is on the ride as well, predicting the Texans and Niners in the Super Bowl and the Texans winning it. I believe Kurt Warner also did something similar
He did.
When it comes to NFL Network. So some Texans love there. Apparently not enough Texans love on this particular show. Who you got winning it?
I got the Kansas City Chiefs, yeah, doing it. I think it'd be great if they were against the Niners. I think they're going to play the Lions, and the Lions will be their first time. It'll be everything big. Chiefs will be that close to it. Just kind of like why I would say I would pick them over the Texans. Texans would be like, hey, we made it again. Chiefs would be like, hey, we got a lot to do left here, and they're really, really good. Oh, they also have a pretty good quarterback. Yeah, I'm going to go Chiefs.
Just to be different, I'm going to pick the Lions. That's really my answer. My answer is just to be different because I feel like at this point, betting against the Chiefs is dumb money.
Yeah, I'm a hate pick. I'm going to go with the 49ers because I'm tired. I'm tired of the Chiefs.
Gotta love a good hate pick.
Yeah, I'm just tired of the Chiefs winning, man. Yeah. I want to see the 49ers finally get one over them.
Man, I can't wait for football to start, man.
Tonight, you can wait about, 4 hours, 5 hours?
If that, right? Yeah. Until we get Ravens, Chiefs, which, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it. I'm deciding who's winning the AFC based off of that game.
Okay.
I'm just going to do that.
All right.
That's going to be tonight. You'll hear it right here on Sports
Radio 610. Could have an
impact. It definitely will, I think. On creating a little bit of a difference between those two teams. So, yeah, that's our predictions for the 2024 NFL season, at least when it comes to the big time wins and losses and who ultimately comes out on top. We'll see who comes out being correct on the show. Am I going to take notes on this? No, I'm not.
I may not even remember it.
That's right. That's right. What you always remember, though, is at about 1:20, we get into Figgy's mixtape. Fig, what you got for us?
Man, so NFL kickoffs tonight, and I'm going to let y'all know some wild foods NFL fans are eating at stadiums this season. And I got some projected numbers Americans, I guess, are expected to wager this year.
Oh, okay.
It's a big number.
How much money we losing this year? Check it out now.
You sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Axe of Figgy's mixtape.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy Fig holding it down on Sports Radio 610 in the loop on a Thursday. Happy Football Thursday. And look, the NFL season kicked off this week. But today, tonight, you can listen to the Ravens Chiefs game tonight on Sports Radio 610, courtesy of Westwood One. Mm. And before we get to some of the weird foods these stadiums be having, I want to get to Stephon Diggs real quick because he was on GQ Sports YouTube channel.
Okay, so they did have videos of
it. Yeah, they had some cool little videos where he actually he took over their YouTube page pretty much and social media.
Yeah.
And he was responding to what people were saying about him.
Uh-oh.
And people was asking him random questions and stuff like that. So the first thing somebody asked him was about how you feel about the weather in Houston compared to the other cities he was, you know, playing sports in.
Yeah. How you feeling about the weather so far? You know, I played in Minnesota, I played in Buffalo, very cold places. And then I switched over to a place closer to hell. That's how hot it gets. You get used to it.
Hey, that's the best way to sum it up.
He's not wrong.
No, God, no.
Hey, that's the best way to sum it up.
I do wonder, though, like, which is a preference for him? Because, you know, some people are like cold people. I am very much a hot person. Like, yeah. I'd much rather be in hot than cold. Right,
it's a little see with him because I think he played. I can't remember where he's from.
So he's from the DMV area.
Yeah,
right?
he went to Maryland.
He went to Maryland to stay close to home because I mean, his father passed when he was relatively young, and so his younger brother Trayvon, 5 years younger than him, like he wanted to stay nearby to, you know, continue to have that influence on him. So he went to Maryland. So I mean, that's a fairly moderate temperature. Yeah. Maybe trends a little
very moderate. It compared to here. Yeah, yeah.
It wouldn't be
here, a lot of places are moderate. Yeah.
But see, it get cold there too. So
yeah, like, so I was like, maybe Minnesota.
It wouldn't surprise me if he liked playing in the cold, or I wouldn't say like, but used to playing in the cold. It wouldn't surprise me, but it is a culture shock when you move down here and you feel that hell type of heat.
Yeah, and he hadn't gotten to play inside just yet. Like he was out here. He was out here working out in the training camp.
They were 11 o'clock practicing.
So, yeah. He'll feel better about it soon.
I think everybody likes to say that they would prefer to play in the heat and prefer the heat, and I do legitimately. But a lot of times when you're out there practicing, you're playing, you're like, get me out of here. Get me some AC, man.
Nah, for real. But
is the 713? Are you a Nigerian brethren as well? 713 said, Reg, we are a tropical people. I'm with you.
Yeah,
we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he also answered another question. So somebody asked him, it's one of the debates that always come up. Where do you put your hot sauce, in the cabinet or the refrigerator?
Oh!
So he mentioned how he put his, he mentioned that ketchup goes in the, I think he said cap or refrigerator.
Yeah, thank
ketchup
goodness.
Should go in the
fridge. I was going to disown him.
Yeah, he said refrigerator.
Okay. Yeah.
And somebody asked him about hot sauce.
I tweeted, ketchup goes in the fridge, by the way, not the cabinet. Poet Jillian Hainsworth. What about hot sauce? Hot sauce? Went in the cabinet because it's hot. You see the correlation? But I like what you did. I can see the poetry just flowing throughout the tweet.
Where do hot sauce go? I always put it in the cabinet.
Yeah, I got mine in the cabinet right now.
Yeah, I got mine in the refrigerator.
What?
Oh, I do. Man. Gotta keep it fresh, man.
I don't want no cold hot sauce, man.
It's just a matter of just extending the life for me. What about peanut butter?
Peanut butter. You want cold, hard? Yes, cabinet.
Refrigerator.
What? All right.
I've been making peanut butter and jelly at your house is a mess.
Yeah. It's an absolute
just
mess.
That bread probably
tearing up bread. Yeah.
It's an absolute mess.
Unbelievable.
Goodness gracious.
Cold peanut butter.
It's extend the life. Extend the life.
That peanut butter is like $3, man. Put it in the cabinet.
Goodness gracious. All right, so it's a couple stadiums that are doing some weird stuff when it comes to the stadium food, man. I'm going to go down the list. It's three places that's kind of like, what in the world is this?
Sorry, someone texted and says that the bottle literally says refrigerate after opening on the hot sauce. Maybe I got to go read my hot sauce bottle.
It might. Sorry. I just like it. Keep it fresh. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, unless I get sick or something. I've never been sick from eating warm hot sauce. But so the Indianapolis Colts. They had something called the Ringer Corn Dog.
The Ringer Corn Dog.
Okay. So it's a sweet and spicy foot-long corn dog coated in honey and rolled in blue crumbs.
Blue cheese?
Blue crumbs. I don't know.
It's got to be blue cheese, right?
They might make the actually.
Blue crumbs?
Yeah.
Wait, where is this again?
Indy.
Yeah, Indy.
Oh, no, they probably just took crumbs and dyed them in order so that they are blue.
Okay. I was going in another direction. To match what they do.
Exactly. Exactly.
If anybody going to the game up at Indy, try this and take a picture of it.
Like, I don't want to give them any credit, but that does sound good.
The honey with the hot dog, that's like
that's how I used to eat my hot dog.
Like
hot
honey pizza. Yeah, that actually does sound good.
Like, especially in college, like, mm-hmm.
Blue might throw me off, but.
Instead, I didn't have any ketchup, put some honey on the corn dog. I have never gone back.
Dogs. It's kind of like a poor man's chicken and waffles.
Yeah, or kind of.
Huh. Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Or what about the regular, like, breakfast sausage on the pancake on the stick? Or
100%. 100%.
Okay.
Now, that's not bad. I'll give him credit on that.
Okay. Wow, we're doing real hot sauce journalism here. 979, white guy here. Thank you for stating your qualifications. Hot sauce in the fridge, but what the F is peanut butter doing in the fridge? That's for Lopez. I don't even know. The 832 says it does say to refrigerate hot sauce, but they've heard that the change in viscosity can mess with the flavor.
Yeah.
Huh.
All right, so the 832 caught me. I didn't want to be that bougie guy. Right. He says John's got that bougie peanut butter.
The organic?
The liquid with the...
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, he caught me.
Because the oil all separates.
So it has to be in the refrigerator.
Okay, yeah. Glad.
All right, let's go to Arizona. So the Arizona Cardinals, they offer their fans cotton candy burrito. I think we talked about this before.
Yeah, those are awful.
Cotton candy, flavor ice cream, marshmallow, cereal, candy, and sprinkles wrapped into a candy tortilla.
You didn't even need to finish that sentence.
You know why it's terrible for me? I don't like biting into cold things. So like biting into the cotton candy burrito with ice cream in the middle.
Yeah, no, that ain't going to happen.
Hate it.
No. Yeah, I'm cool on this. I'm good on this one. Up in Dallas, the Houston Texans are going to be playing the Dallas Cowboys on Monday Night Football.
Week 11.
If you're going up there, make sure you give this a try. Check out the pizza burger. That sound all right?
I got to hear more.
Pizza burger with lettuce, tomato sauce, and melted cheese sandwiched between two pepperoni pieces.
Ooh, that's a lot.
That's fine.
I'd probably eat it.
Hey, that's something for the gram, man. I would get it just for the hell of it.
Yeah.
Just so I could post it.
And you know what? I'm going to need another dollar here. It's cool. honestly, if you're eating at AT&T Stadium, it's much better in the press box than it is in the than it is at the stadium.
Like, they have great press box food.
If there's one thing that Jerry Jones will do is feed the media.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so out of the three, y'all going two out of three?
I'll do the corn dog. What was the other one?
Oh, I would do the
cotton
corn
candy
dog.
Burrito.
Oh, no, I'm one out of three.
Out on the cotton candy burrito. And then pizza, I would try, but
that pizza burger's got to be $25.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Try 40.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
Pizza alone is $25.
Yeah. I'd try that. I'm not gonna say I would like it, but the Indy corn dog with the honey sounds good.
Yeah,
I'm definitely in on that.
Yeah.
So an estimate $35 billion will be bet on the NFL at U.S. sportsbooks this season, according to the American Gambling Association.
Whew.
It's a lot of money, man. It's
so much money. And you know what's funny is I think that, and I'll have to go back and search this up so I'm not just telling y'all stuff off the top of my head and it sounds like I'm lying, but like financial institutions are actually seeing that Americans are saving less money
because
and taking money and like I guess investing less money in markets in order to then, or I guess maybe in theory, right? Because I don't know if there's a direct correlation that's been mapped out in the research, but in order to then possibly gamble more.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say it's a 30% increase from last season, this season.
That's a smart investment. Except it's not.
Hey, Tyler, you want to get out here and talk to the people about whether or not it's a smart investment?
I'll tell you what, honey. We're not going to save as much money this year, because I'm going to gamble more and actually double it. No, you're not. No surprise.
Yeah.
And where's Texas in all this, man? You're missing the boat, just as a side note.
And I think that's the thing, too. I think a couple states legalized sports betting.
Yes.
So that's going
get
up.
Get in
so,
on this, Texas.
So just imagine all the other states that
get
we should
in.
Get into.
Yes.
Yeah, Texas alone probably going to bring it up to a billion.
Gosh.
Or a trillion.
A trillion.
Yeah. So can't wait for that.
Yeah.
So I ran across this podcast. I played a clip from it the other day, Politicking, with Marshawn Lynch and company. And he has some, I guess, kind of cool things to say about D'Amico Ryans. They were talking about their welcome to the NFL hit, mm-hmm. or the time they got hit the hardest. Mm-hmm. And old Cap came up.
D'Amico Ryans got me, got me up off my feet, had me running sideways in the air, air walking.
Air walking.
I was hella mad, bro.
That's Marshawn Lynch.
He had him horizontal?
He had him horizontal, air walking.
I almost went to YouTube to try to see if I could find that. Oh,
it's got
to
be.
I want to see. If you see it, post it, man. Because I definitely want to see this air walking.
And Marshawn is a big dude.
That's beast mode, man.
Never was a small running back, no. But I guess also D'Amico wasn't a small linebacker.
Oh, he had him air walking. I love that line.
That reminds me of a story that I think Dominic Foxworth tells about Ray Lewis, is that he used to say that he knocked dude's neck loose.
Mm-hmm.
That just sounds aggressive.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what I was like, did he knock his neck loose?
Nah, that sounded like it hurt, but
exactly.
Yeah, I wanna see this play, man. But honestly, when I heard this, it felt good. I'm like, man, That's
our coach.
That's my guy.
That's our coach.
That's my head coach. Yeah.
Because a lot of times, like, I think we're starting to see more head coaches we've seen play now. But a lot of times, like, these head coaches that actually played probably wasn't the best or had these type of moments where former players can be like, oh, yeah, I remember that head coach did this. Cap might be the first one, man, where a lot of people refer to, like, some highlights or moments. And they'd be like, man, that D'Amico Ryans was bad, man.
Yeah. It really is a sign of growth. I don't know if I'm going to, I don't want to overstate the level of growth in kind of hiring practices when it comes to head coaches, but that we're seeing more players actually have some level of pathway into that, because as you stated, like, you're right, that had not been the case. Is if there were former players, they were often like, you know, maybe former backup quarterbacks and things like that, as opposed to.
And let me be clear, there's a lot of Hall of Fame players that were coaches. You got people like Mike Dick,
right? Absolutely,
and people like that. But it just feel good to hear like somebody that was here in Houston
that you can remember,
that played, that you can remember, like
sure,
like a couple years ago. He just played like what? It felt like what? 10 years ago?
Not even
12 years
when he retired.
It wasn't even that long ago. And you got somebody like Beast Mode saying, yeah, that was, I remember that hit to this day.
Had me airwalking.
Yeah, that's all I got, fellas. Figgy's mixtape on Sports Radio 610. I do this every day at 1:20.
That's right. Every day when he's in, which he often is in, unless the sleep goes.
Got the call off, man.
Sleep.
Yeah.
We'll
see. CBT tomorrow.
we'll see if that happens. Shout out to Jay in Freeport who texted in. Said been in food management, restaurants, and now school district for 40 years. So they're bona fides, right? Ketchup, mustard, hot sauce, and even mayo are all shelf stable. They do not need to be refrigerated.
But that's because they go through them so quickly. Like restaurants don't refrigerate it because they go through them quickly.
But I mean, also you got to consider, like, especially things like mayo and stuff. They sell those on the shelf.
Mayo better be in the refrigerator.
You go to the
store. Oh yeah, 100%.
Mayo better be in the refrigerator.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. How about salsa?
I put salsa in the fridge, but that's of also course. I like the salsa to be cold.
But not hot sauce.
Nah.
This could go on for a while.
Yeah. That's right. I'm an enigma. I get it.
Yeah. Real quick before we go, we got some breaking hip hop news. Some sad news. Rest in peace to Rich Homie Quan.
Oh wow,
passed away. Just found that out. Kind of shocking. I'm gonna see what happened.
Yeah, like what caused that, cuz he's not old by any means.
Yeah, so right. Rest in peace, man. Kind of threw me off a little bit.
Yeah, that is a little shocking. All right, well, rest in peace. Rich Homie Quan, you said. All right, coming up next, we'll get you ready to maybe have the drive. They're out on location. We'll have to find out what's happened with those fine fellas. We had to football, you know, a football or Thirsty Thursday is what I'm
Thirsty say. Thursday.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Football Friday is tomorrow. But let's also talk about the NFL season opener that's happening tonight that you can hear on Sports Radio 610. We'll do all of that next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetua.
Make him think, ain't no telling what he'll do for the paper. Ain't no telling.
A little salute to Rich Homie Quan, who, if reports are to be believed, passed away at the age of 35, I believe.
30.
We're looking at. Young, man, young. Not fully clear on what the cause of death would be.
It's a lot of rumbling out there. I know we had the conversation about journalism.
Yeah, exactly.
So I ain't want to put nothing out there until it's confirmed.
I don't have all that secure, but yeah.
So you figure I'm so proud of you. That just made me happy.
We'll make a journalist out of
you. I know. Look at me being the fake journalist.
No, that made me proud.
I always say I'm not a journalist, but I try and abide by some journalistic standards if I have
to. That's the best way to do it.
And honestly, it's about respect, too, man. I don't want to put nothing out there. That man got a family and all that stuff. I don't want to be throwing no fake stuff out there.
Yeah.
What is real news, true news, because it's been verified. It's on the Sports Radio 610 Twitter, and it has been all week. Thirsty Thursday, back in effect.
About that,
with the drive, those guys out in Katy right this moment getting ready for their broadcast 2-6 19910 Park Row Boulevard is the Twin Peaks.
Buffalo is it
Twin Peaks.
Okay.
My boy went and switched up the whole spot, didn't he? Oh no, it's the Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings. Up.
Yeah.
Well,
it's cool.
What do you do? What are you doing in this instance? This is Buffalo Wild Wings. Again, 19910.
Guess who's gonna
Park Row Boulevard.
Guess who's gonna be in the home run derby that I got invited to?
Oh.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, you're gonna be
Lord.
You're gonna have some stories.
Sit
to tell.
This one out, man.
All right, so the
I
home
want
run,
to.
So if you're just joining us and you're like,
to.
What the hell are you talking about? All right. Yeah. So Lopez, as we're playing in the show earlier today, he's just like, yo, I just got a DM from Jose Canseco. And I'm like, what? Did you cover him? Do you know him? And he's like,
a little bit. Not much.
And so apparently Jose invited our guy, John George Lopez, to a home run derby that they're having out in Sugarland. And of course, John jumped at the opportunity. So he will be in the home run derby. He'll swing a bat, which we'll see how that goes. And apparently swinging a bat as well in this home run derby.
Antonio, get ready, Figgy. Get
Antonio
ready.
Antonio Brown.
Oh, man. Oh, goodness.
So you're going to have some stories to tell.
Oh, I will have some stories to tell.
Good. Hey,
when is this happening?
Hey, October 5th.
Can you get a plus one?
As long as he doesn't call me the bleep of the day.
The what of the day?
The bleep of the day. He's got a term for everything of the day.
You probably will be.
Yeah, I probably will be.
That's right. Especially if the swinging of the bat goes as poorly as I think it might go.
As I know it will go.
Very good. So, that's what's happening on today. That's not happening today. As you mentioned, that's happening in October. But the guys are out at a Buffalo Wild Wings in Katy.
Mm-hmm.
19910 Park Row Boulevard out in Katy. So go say what's up to the fellas. They're there from 2-6. After them, later in the day, because 7:20 is when kickoff happens on the NFL season via Chiefs Ravens. You'll hear that here on Sports Radio 610, as you mentioned, courtesy of Westwood One.
Yep.
And so that's happening here. I guess the four things to watch, or what are you watching for? I guess I could ask. When it comes to this game, because obviously I think we're all watching it, right? And nobody's sitting out on this one.
Nobody's gonna miss this game. Look, I think if this offense comes out there with Cam Akers on the bench, that's gonna be a problem.
Oh, you went Texans?
Yeah, Texans.
Okay, I was talking about the
tonight's
game.
I thought you were talking about the Texans. Oh, tonight's game. Come on now.
Hey, we got Friday tomorrow, man. We gonna break.
Yeah, we still got a lot of Texans to get into.
No. Tonight is just gonna be, you know, Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Right?
I think that's fair. Like, what does Derrick Henry look like for this team?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's absolutely one of the things you gotta watch with his debut there. I mean, look, there was a lot of kind of discussion of, is Derrick Henry, does he still have it, right? Like, is he still that apex predator as a running back that it seemed like he was? And I tend to lean towards, and I started for a little while leaning towards, yeah, he might be slowing down. And I was like, oh, wait, that Tennessee situation, that line was not doing anything. He was creating a lot for himself. I don't think that's going to be the case with the Ravens, even though I think they've had some flux on their offensive line. Just by the virtue of their quarterback is always, always a threat.
Yeah.
I think that makes it a lot easier. Plus, I do think the run game will be better situated for him. I think that he's going to show that he's still got some juice in there in that body that should not be. We should not make human.
I'm just curious. I'm just curious because, like, Derrick Henry is a physical freak.
Yeah,
and his workout videos are like a marvel. But I said this about what's his name when he signed with the Cowboys, that just because you look good.
Dalvin Cook.
Like, Dalvin Cook looks like an absolute monster. Doesn't mean you can still run the ball.
Sure.
You know, that doesn't mean, it means you're an incredible specimen that is in incredible shape. Doesn't mean you're still a big time running back. The running back thing with everyone, but with Derrick Henry, it's undefeated.
Derrick Henry, 68.6 yards per game last year, which was the lowest of his career dating back to 2018, right? So, like, obviously it was a step down, but I sincerely do believe that offensive line did not do him any favors last year. I think that he'll be in a better situation where he's, I don't think he's going to peak Derrick Henry. I think that's an unfair thing to ask. I do think you're going to see some fun stuff out there.
Yeah, see, that's why I say I'm curious, because I don't think he's washed.
Fair enough.
But is he going to be beast? You know, is he going to be an absolute monster like he's been? Probably not, but if he gets anywhere close with Lamar Jackson, I mean, come on.
Another thing.
That's where it gets real fun.
Right, AFC Championship rematch.
Yeah.
And one of the real intriguing things was seeing Lamar Jackson against this Chiefs defense. I thought the Chiefs defense itself was the story of the playoff run, particularly like the AFC Championship game. And I know that a lot of people are going to default to the quarterback, especially when the quarterback is Patrick Mahomes, who we've all agreed is the best one that's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that defense was incredible. They move on from LeJarius Sneed, but I still think that they could do some really interesting things. I want to see how the Ravens go about trying to combat that, if it looks the same, and if the Ravens continue to do the thing where they go away from the run and they, like, Lamar Jackson is trying to prove something to people by staying in the pocket and just throwing. Yeah, I want to see all of that kind of play out in the course of this game.
And then of course, from the Chiefs' perspective, it's about time. And boy, this is one of those things that is going to come back to haunt me, you know, because I do think, how are they in terms of, you know, the weapons like
throwing the football, wide receiver?
Yeah, and Travis Kelce.
What? Yeah, as he continues to, I guess, age. And then you're bringing in Xavier Worthy. They drafted him high, maybe just because he was really, really fast.
Yeah.
How does that work out? They've got another rookie in Kingsley Suamitia, who's going to be on the left at the left tackle spot protecting, the blind side of the quarterback, right? Like, all of those things. That'll be really interesting to see how that works, how Marquise Brown works there.
Marquise Brown too, but one thing Patrick Mahomes has proved already, even though they did start slow, you know, is he can make it work with anybody. But I'm curious to see how it works with, especially with Kelce. Can he have another one of those types of years? He's not the best tight end in the NFL anymore. I know that sounds blasphemous to say, but it's probably Laporta. It's probably I mean, he's in the hunt.
Yeah, it's like, are you willing to? Because Kittle has been
Kittle.
Are you still there with Kittle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So probably one of those guys. But that doesn't mean he's a chump.
No.
You know.
But I think you also do not want that offense to be so heavy on him where it's just you don't have any other options. They found a way to make it work, but like I said, that was a defense that I thought carried a decent amount.
I totally agree.
And we also know the defense year over year is not one that you can. I mean, it ends up being decently stable, but I don't know that you can assume that it's going to be as the high of a level as it was last year. So I'm real interested in seeing what it looks like right out the gate with some of that. I think, did I mention the Ravens defense? They have some pieces that they lost, right? And what does it look like, especially with Mike McDonald, the defensive coordinator himself, how that continues to roll on? Does it look similar? Does it look the same? All those types of things. I think it's going to be an incredible, high-powered matchup.
Yes.
And a great way to start the season. The NFL usually tries to make sure that these start of the seasons are explosive, and I think they did a good job with this matchup.
It's going to be fun, and we are here, man. To start with that, they all start with such a good game. You can't get much better than this. But the intrigue on both sides for me, intrigue with Derrick Henry, intrigue with let's see what the Chiefs look like after back to backs and how they respond, what Travis Kelce has, etc.
All right, let's head out to Katy with our guys Ron and Clint as they're getting ready for the drive at the Buffalo Wild Wings out there. What's happening, fellas?
What's good, man? Good times out here, and a lot to get through out here, man. We are kicking off our Thirsty Thursdays with the bang. We got so much to hook people up. I'm talking Texans tickets. Bud Light is taking care of Houston fans around here as we're out here in Katy. Cheerleaders are going to be here. Yeah, they are. They'll be here in the 4 o'clock hour, 4 to 6. Travis Johnson, Texans legends, will be up here in the 5 o'clock hour. We got Visa gift cards, so It's going to be a good time here.
Man.
And you got Blonde Run, right? Like, you got all the attractions for the fine folks out there in Katy, huh?
Yeah, we got something.
How excited are you guys for the start of the NFL season, particularly with this matchup, Chiefs-Ravens?
Stoked. Absolutely stoked. I'm going to steal this moment from Ron because I know he is absolutely amped. This is, this is a team that obviously to me it's just football, right? I don't have any skin in the game whatsoever. When you're talking about entertainment at its finest, the Chiefs are who they are. It doesn't get much better. We're going to get a little Taylor Swift. We'll probably get a little Jason Kelce maybe jumping out of a box or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Baltimore Ravens. I think when you really start breaking this thing down, the Baltimore Ravens are one of the more fascinating teams given Lamar's situation versus Pat, given Derrick Henry. I heard you earlier, Red, talking about losing their defensive coordinator. They rode their defense pretty hard last year. What's that going to look like? The expectations are Super Bowl or bust in Baltimore. I mean, this is appointment television, folks.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot of interesting questions on both sides. Even though this game was just played in the AFC Championship game, there's some differences with these teams and some things that they're trying to learn from Derrick Henry to an entire new receiving core for the Chiefs. I heard you, Reggie, talk about the new tackle they're bringing in, the rookie. So a lot, even though we're familiar with these teams, there's some newness there with both the clubs.
A little bit new as well. We were talking way at the beginning of our show, the idea that there was actually a little bit of negativity coming from a national perspective. Bill Barnwell, ESPN, actually had the Texans out when it comes to playoff participants this upcoming season. One of the things he mentioned was, you know, the idea that this team is, you know, a lot older than I think people give him credit for, especially with the weighted snaps, as Casario kind of opted to go with some veterans in some places, and maybe that might cap the ceiling on what this can do. What say you guys when it comes to Barnwell's perspective?
Listen, I'm sure people lost their minds when they heard that. I don't know if I agree with it that they'll miss the playoffs. But I think everything he's saying is fair. I think everything that he said, in that when you talk about the schedule, when you talk about the different things, I think that assessment is fair. Now, if you're going to say this team's a 5-6 win team or something, now that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I think it's fair when we just watched what happened with Jacksonville last year. And we saw the similarities of how their season ended the year before.
I'm John Aran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.